Good morning, Leslie Ann and Big Chuck around the water cooler.
Hey, Leslie Ann, how are you?
Oh, good. Although sometimes I do find myself getting irritated after I've been driving. So,
yeah, tell me.
Well, you know, you're driving along, you're around town.
Yeah.
And certain things stand out, like drivers who don't use their turn signal.
Yes.
Drivers who, and this would be on the highway.
Yeah.
Drivers who, there's nobody. You know how you're supposed to drive in the right-hand lane if you're the slower traffic? They pass you, and then they immediately cut in front of you.
Yeah.
And there's nobody on the road.
Nobody else on the road.
That drives me crazy.
Yeah.
And then also, people who, and who actually, I know this is weird.
Yeah.
I don't think you can relate to this one at all.
Go ahead.
People who wait for me to cross the street, I would rather wait for a clearing in the traffic.
Of course.
I don't know. It just makes me feel uncomfortable.
When people sit there and they have a green light and they're waving you across.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like that.
No, it's nervous.
Yeah. I think most people might not agree with me on that one. But, and tailgating.
Yeah.
Tailgating drives me nuts. When people are in a hurry and they ride right on your bumper.
How about bright lights, not dimming them?
Yeah. Well, that's one of those things that's sort of, you're just not paying attention.
Yeah.
You know, but of course you could say that about a lot of the things. What burns your britches?
Well, I as far as driving is concerned.
What stands out for you the most that really gets to you?
I think for me, a couple of things. First of all, I hate, I don't want to say I hate it, but I think the number one thing for me, and luckily we don't have a lot of it up here, but I do a lot of traveling, and I do a lot of urban traveling in Philadelphia, Boston,
right.
New York City, Syracuse, Albany, bikers.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I do get nervous,
it really
too.
Is, you know, I'm a good driver. I'll say that. I'm a good driver, but bikes come out of nowhere. Motorcycles come out of nowhere. You really have to be on your guard around them. But on pedal bikes, on a regular bicycle, if you go into a city, I'll be honest with you, I understand why they want to promote it. It's cars off the road, fuel emission out of the air,
sure,
all of that. But it's terrible.
Yeah, I wish they... I know what you mean, because you feel like you're going to hit them.
I know.
And because there's so little room for
both car and
bicycle.
I was in New York City like this month, and they're everywhere, and I understand the reasoning. And once they said we need more bikes to get cars off, then they carved the narrow lane even narrower.
To make a bike lane.
Because they not got to put a bike lane in. And but I don't care. Most bikers that I saw, they blew through red lights. They blew through stop signs. They were in and out. And in places like New York and Philadelphia and like that, there's a lot of double parking where you got to squeeze around the delivery truck and the bikers just go flying through. And in the reverse of that, I would think a biker in Washington, D.C. either has no stomach left or has an iron, cast iron constitution to be able to say, goodbye, honey, I'm going to work down on Capitol Hill, get on a bike and drive through rush hour traffic in Washington, D.C. and arrive with any patience or semblance of sanity left. I just don't get it. That's what drives me. I'm regular stuff. I don't like the brights because it's my night vision stuff, you know. And, you know, that reminds me of something. Have you ever done this? I know you have. I think all of us have done it. Have you ever been driving along and you pass a cop who's hiding in the bushes?
Right.
And you're okay.
Right.
And you drive along and you go a mile and you see a car coming the other way. Have you ever flashed your lights on to warn them?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I did once?
I
flashed my lights on to warn the car coming up and the car was a cop.
Ah!
All he did was wave at me.
I bet he
when
did.
When he went by. I was out in the Finger Lakes. I was driving along, and I came along, and there's a cop in the bushes, and I thought, that sneaky guy.
Yeah.
And I was okay.
Right.
I wasn't speeding or anything, and
right.
I thought, no one's going to see him. And I'm driving along, and here comes a car, a family van, looks like it, family van coming along, and I blinked my lights twice at him. And I went by, and it was a I think a state trooper in a uniform, and he looked over at me and he waved, and the side of it said Department of Corrections. It was like a jail van.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I
thought, oh my Lord, that's really funny. We've all done that.
Anyway, you got to be careful out there. All right, Leslie, let's go back to work.
Back to work.